At a White House ceremony today, President Bush complained about Washington being, in his words, the kind of place where second-guessing has become second nature. It was the president's first public response to sharp questioning from both Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill over how he dealt with CIA warnings last August about potential airliner hijackings in the U.S. That questioning continued today, as NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
After 8 months of declaring they stood shoulder to shoulder with the president in his war on terror, several Democrats and a few Republicans in Congress yesterday clearly broke ranks with an administration under fire for its handling of the pre-9/11 warning. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle and New York Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton both demanded probes into what the president knew about terrorist threats and what action was taken. Senator Kit Bond, a Missouri Republican, today chided his colleagues for what he called abandoning bipartisan support of the president.
So I've called upon the Democrats who have tried to make political hay out of it to apologize for the president, get back in the buggy.
And last night, Vice President Dick Cheney said some in Washington had made what he called incendiary suggestions that the White House had advance information that would have prevented the 9/11 attacks. Such commentary, Cheney said, was totally unworthy of national leaders in a time of war. Today, Senate Majority Whip Harry Reid rejected Cheney's remarks.
I think before the vice president makes charges like that, he should say what has been unworthy. I've read and listened to all the statements made by Leader Daschle, by Senator Clinton, lots of different people, and I have not seen anything that's unworthy.
The administration has obviously suffered a blow to its credibility.
Senator Robert Torricelli, a New Jersey Democrat, says it was Cheney who repeatedly called lawmakers and asked that they not go ahead with forming an independent commission that Torricelli called for not long after the September 11th attacks.
He argued that this was to avoid distraction of military intelligence operations. Obviously now raises the question of whether he also had an interest of not having revelations about administration's knowledge revealed.
Torricelli says that with the revelation Wednesday night of the August CIA warnings, the debate is now essentially over about whether to form such a commission. He has strong backing from other key senators.
Clearly there's a rising chorus of anxiety.
Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman says there's now a growing consensus in the Senate that such a commission should be formed.
There's no question in the last couple of days, just happened on the floor of the Senate now in this vote, colleagues are coming up and saying, you've got a good idea, I'm going to support it.
But while the president's allies in the Senate agree that some kind of investigation of the terrorist attacks is needed, Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says the commission is not the way to go.
I think the most credible way is by the two bipartisan intelligence committees, which presumably know more about this than anybody else.
But there's increasing pressure in the Senate that information given to the intelligence committees be shared with other lawmakers. The White House has refused to divulge a memo written by an FBI agent in Phoenix who last summer raised questions about a man who turned out to be one of the 9/11 suicide hijackers. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has read the memo.
If you read the memo in its entirety, I think you will come to conclusion, the same conclusion I've come to, that it was explicit and very significant. The FBI summary did not tell the whole story.
Durbin says fellow senators will not take no for an answer in their demands to have the memo released. Connecticut's Lieberman says the administration would be smart to share such information.
I mean, the lesson is that very little stays confidential in this city. And if you have something relevant to a matter of this national importance, it's better to disclose it yourself rather than have somebody disclose it in a way that's accusatorial.
But Lieberman and the others stress that they're not accusing the president of any wrongdoing. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.